Have you ever been asked to prepare a document for someone, but in a different format? It happens all the time. Someone needs a copy of your document, whether it's a resume, a report, a project for school, whatever. The problem is, they don't have Word, or maybe they don't have the same version of Word that you have. In some cases, you'll need to save your document using other formats, and lucky for you, it's fast and easy in Word. So let's open a document to work with. Click our Open button. And we'll navigate to Creating and Saving, and let's open up the file dkadvert2.doc. So we've got our document open now, and we want to save it under a different format. So let's assume that this document would best be viewed by many people on the web. Well, it's easy to save our file as a web page, for example. And we do that from the File menu. So we'll click on File, and click on Save As, and the Save As dialog box now appears. Well, we've got some buttons on the toolbar here for navigating through our different folders. We can search the web, we can create new folders, and we can choose different views. Right now we're viewing our documents, and you can see them listed down the left-hand side in a list format. We can choose thumbnails, which gives us a little thumbnail of each document. We can go to Details, which obviously gives us more detail about the size of our documents, the type of documents and dates they were modified. But what's really important when we're saving as is down here under the Save As dropdown. So let's drop that down, and you can see that there are some options for web pages. So we can save as a web page in an HTML format, and we can filter them as well, but we're going to just click on Web Page. The same name will exist as dkadvert2, but the extension will be a .htm, and these are the extensions used for web pages. So let's hit the Save button. A little information here pops up telling us that our pictures and objects with text that wraps will become left or right aligned. That's normal for web pages, so we click Continue. And now we're looking at our HTM file, so hypertext markup. If we want to look at the source that creates this, we simply go up to our View menu, and we're going to choose HTML Source. So we need to expand this menu to see HTML Source. It's down here near the bottom. Give it a click, and our script editor opens up with our content and a lot of coding. You didn't have to know any of this coding to create the web page. It was simple and easy in Microsoft Word under the Save As dialog. So let's close the script editor. We're not going to get into HTML scripting, and look at our web page. Now, another option would be to save this document in a format that's easily opened by a number of other people out there who are using different applications. Someone out there might be using WordPerfect, or they might only have Microsoft Works and they're using a simple word processor. No problem. All we want to do here is to save our document as a rich text format, or RTF file. And we're going to do that the same way we saved this web page. We'll go up to the File menu. We'll click Save As. And this time, for the Save As type down here, we'll drop it down. And we'll scroll down to Rich Text Format. And there it is, RTF. We'll keep the same name, dkadvert2. And click Save. Let's look at our title bar up here in the top left corner. You can see that we are working with a document called dkadvert2.rtf now. So we could send this document off to people who could open it up in very simple word processors, right up to others like WordPerfect and other versions of Word. Just a couple other formats I wanted to mention. From File and Save As, and under the Save As type, Word now has XML support, so we can save this document as an XML document. And what happens is a folder gets created to save all of the elements, such as formatting, graphics, and so on, gets stored separately from our text, because with XML, which stands for Extensible Markup Language, we want to save our content separate from all of our elements. Word will let you do this now. Another option, as we scroll down, you see the various versions of Word that we can save to, but we've also got WordPerfect in here. So if you're sending your documents off to people who only have WordPerfect, no problem. You'd save it as a WordPerfect file, and you have a number of options to choose from in various versions. If you choose the latest one, which is 5.x for Windows, you can be assured that anyone who has WordPerfect version 5 or higher will be able to open this document. Let's cancel that, and we'll close our document without saving it.